Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss travel log. Now what is a travel log? Basically travel log is a kind of travel book or the books written about traveling. When a traveler travels to different areas or different cities or countries and recounts his or her experiences in travel, that is what a travel book is or a travel log is. Now travel writing is not something that is new. It is something that has been taking place for a long time. Aapne suna hoga, you know, there are some famous travelers in world history such as Ibn Battuta, right? When you read history, you might have heard about Ibn Battuta. Then a very famous European traveler is Marco Polo. So any literature that deals with travel is mostly non-fictional prose. Okay, the form in which it is written is non-fictional prose. Non-fictional why? Because it is not fiction. It is something real. And it is generally written in prose. And this sub-genre of literature or sub-genre of prose subsumes works of exploration, adventure, as well as guides and accounts of sojourns in foreign lands. Sojourn kya hota hai? Sojourn is just a temporary stay which we do in some place. Now, let us look at some examples of travel writing. Now, from the second half of the 16th century, there is the example of Richard Hakluyt's work called Principal Navigations, Voyages and Discoveries of the English Nation. Okay, Principal Navigations, Voyages and Discoveries of the English Nation, which came out in 1598. Uske baad ek aur famous work hai by Daniel Defoe called A Tour Through the Whole Island of Great Britain. Okay, A Tour Through the Whole Island of Great Britain, which came out between 1724 to 26. Uske baad ek aur example hai by Lady Mary Wortley Montagu. Her work is called Letters During Travels in Europe, Asia and Africa. Okay, Letters During Travels in Europe, Asia and Africa, which came out between 1763 to 67. Now, after that, there is a famous work by Tobias Smollett called Travels in France and Italy. Okay, Travels in France and Italy by Tobias Smollett. And this work came out in 1766. Uske baad ek aur work hai by Lawrence Stern. Okay, Lawrence Stern's book called Sentimental Journey Through France and Italy. Okay, Sentimental Journey Through France and Italy. Now, from the field of travel writing, these are some famous works. Now, let's consider some more examples. Another work is by V.S. Naipaul called An Area of Darkness. Okay, An Area of Darkness, which came out in 1964. This is a very recent example. Uske baad ek aur example hai by Eric Newby. Okay, Eric Newby, he has written multiple travel books. One is Slowly Down the Ganges. Okay, Slowly Down the Ganges, which came out in 1966. Uske baad ek aur work hai isi writer ka, A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush. Okay, A Short Walk in the Hindu Kush, which came out in 1958. Now, even from the field of world literature, there are some amazing and very famous examples. One such example is of Nikolai Karamzin. Nikolai Karamzin. He is a Russian writer, and his work called Letters of a Russian Traveler. Okay, Letters of a Russian Traveler, which came out in 1801. Okay, 1801. Aur baad mein ise English mein translate kar diya gaya tha. After that, from the Victorian times, there is the example of Charles Darwin's book called Voyage of the Beagle. Okay, Voyage of the Beagle. Then another example is of Mary Kingsley. Okay, Mary Kingsley's work called Travels in West Africa. Okay, Travels in West Africa, which came out in 1897. Uske baad hai ek aur writer hai, Edith Durham. Okay, Edith Durham. And the name of the work is High Albania. Okay, High Albania, which came out in 1909. Uske baad hai Rebecca West. Okay, Rebecca West's work called Black Lamb and Grey Falcon. Okay, Black Lamb and Grey Falcon, which came out in 1942 by Rebecca West. Now, something related to travel literature is travel writing studies. Okay, this is a new, let's say, discipline or field of scholarship that has emerged in the 20th century. And since this is related to travel writing and travel literature, that is why I mentioned this. And the name of the person which is generally associated with travel writing studies is Tim Youngs. Okay, Tim Youngs. Tim and then Youngs. Tim Youngs. And he's the one who launched a very famous journal called Studies in Travel Writing. Okay, Studies in Travel Writing, which came out in 1997. And this journal has played a very important role in the development of travel writing studies as a discipline. And ever since the coming out of this journal, Scholarly research on travel texts has blossomed over the last couple of decades. And something related to that is works written by women writers in the field of travel writing and the relationship between travel books and European colonial expansion. For example, works like Imperial Eyes, Travel Writing and Transculturation. Okay, Imperial Eyes, Travel Writing and Transculturation by Mary Louise Pratt. Okay, Mary Louise Pratt. And this book came out in 1992. Uske baad ek aur famous work hai by Sarah Mills. Okay, Sarah Mills. Her work is called Discourses of Difference, Analysis of Women's Travel Writing and Colonialism. Okay, Discourses of Difference, Analysis of Women's Travel Writing and Colonialism. And this book came out in 1991. So, from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should keep in mind? Pehli cheez to ye ki generally it is, travel writing is generally a non-fictional prose. Uske baad, aapko ye pata hona chahiye, what are the important examples in the field of travel writing? You should know about the names of those authors whose travel writing or travel literature is very famous. And then a related issue, as I said, is of travel writing studies. And the name of Tim Youngs you should remember, because he's the one who launched the journal called Studies in Travel Writing in 1997.